Stuyvesant High School in Lower Manhattan is one of the top college preparatory schools. The school is only a couple of blocks from the World Trade Center, and on September 11th, the building was evacuated and turned into a triage for victims of the attacks. Stuyvesant reopened yesterday, and students made their way through police checkpoints in a changed neighborhood, NPR's Margo Adler reports.
Two blocks from the school, you can see the rubble. Police patrol barricades and only let students and teachers through if they have proper ID.
Have all IDs out, ladies and gentlemen, please.
Many others who go through these checkpoints wear hard hats. The red brick building that houses the school was cleaned and tested for asbestos. Now a huge American flag hangs on the building wall, a full four stories high. Yesterday morning, senior Jessica Schumer was eager to get to class.
It's a little weird, it's a little different, but I know as soon as we get into the building, it'll be like old times again, hopefully.
Her father, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, said he was not concerned about the air quality.
They've done all the testing. I know they've made it safe. They wouldn't let the kids go here if it wasn't safe.
There's been a million-dollar cleanup of the school, but worries persist after some tests by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency found some asbestos fibers in dust samples taken inside the school. Air samples were free of airborne asbestos, however, and that's the most dangerous form. New York City Schools Chancellor Harold Levy moved his office from Brooklyn into Stuyvesant High School, partly to allay parents' concern. Chancellor Levy.
Well, I'm a parent. You wouldn't be alive if you didn't have concerns over your children. What you have to do is rely on what the experts tell you, hope and trust that they're being honest. Encourage your children to go to school, do well.
For the last 3 weeks, Stuyvesant students, all 3,000 of them, have been taking classes during the afternoons at Brooklyn Tech High School. Each class was only 26 minutes instead of their usual 40. Bernard Feigenbaum, who teaches statistics and math at Stuyvesant, says teaching at Brooklyn Tech was difficult.
We were like teaching out of a suitcase, and that's how it felt.
Despite this, he says, he would rather not breathe this air until the dust settles.
We know in 1 week there's not going to be any damage. We know in 1 month, but who knows what's going to happen in 4 years of exposure, or 2 years of exposure, or at least a year till they finish with removing the debris.
Neetan Rajput, a freshman, only experienced 2 days of school before the attack. He's walking up to the barricade with his mother, Veena Rajput.
I think the people feel okay. Children are, you know, coming back to their life, but still, you know, there is a fear in everybody's heart,
You feel fear too?
Yes, actually, a lot, yeah.
About what?
You never know if it'll happen again or something else would happen.
By 8:30 a.m., the throngs of students are thicker. Elizabeth O'Callaghan and Matthew Sade are both seniors. O'Callaghan says people keep asking her what she saw on September 11th.
As soon as I was out of the building, I didn't turn around. And I think that was probably the best thing for me to do, because if I had seen the towers coming down, I probably would have been really scared.
And how has the last few weeks been?
The first week after it happened, I really didn't do much of anything except lie on the couch and watch TV. It's very unhealthy.
It was good to have a relaxing schedule to sort of let things wash over me.
Julia Rebeliskaya is holding a bouquet of flowers to give to a friend for her birthday. It's eerie walking around, she says.
We were just walking past there and we're seeing the rubble of our favorite bookstore. And we're thinking, wow, this is frightening.
And when you look at the school?
It's still standing, which makes us very happy. No, it's a really good feeling to be going back. My mother wanted to buy me a gas mask, which I thought was a tiny little bit excessive.
Even humorous conversations are so far from normal, getting back to normal may take a while. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.